This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1050, Finding Work, 4 Ways to Get a Job, by Brian Tracy of briantracy.com. And I'm Dan, your personal narrator, and welcome back to the show, and let's jump right into it now and hear from Brian Tracy as we optimize your life. Finding Work, 4 Ways to Get a Job, by Brian Tracy of briantracy.com. To earn what you are really worth, you have to be in the right job in the first place. Sometimes you could earn more just by walking across the street and getting a new job if your special talents and skills could be used to get more valuable results for a different employer. This is a challenging time in human history to be out in the job market and working to survive and thrive. However, in spite of problems in the economy, there are countless opportunities and possibilities for talented people to find or create great jobs and earn more than they ever have before. 1. Do your homework. When you are looking for the job you want, you engage in the same activities that a sales professional would. The 3 activities essential to sales success are prospecting, presenting, and following up. Your job is to prospect thoroughly and develop the greatest number of leads that you possibly can. Then you meet with and make presentations to as many prospective employers as possible. 3rd, you follow up with the very best opportunities until you get the job you want. One of the most important keys to success in selling today is what is called pre-call research. Do your homework. Find out everything that you possibly can about the individual, the organization, and the industry before you call on anyone the first time. Fortunately, with the internet, you can do more and better research in a few minutes than has ever before been possible in human history. And you cannot imagine how impressive it is when a job candidate calls on a person with a file full of information on that individual and his or her organization and industry. It gives you a critical edge in the final decision. This critical edge can open a door for you that can change the entire direction of your life. 2. Internet job search. Getting a job on the internet is not easy. It is a skill that you must learn through practice. You start by visiting the main job sites that you see advertised all around you. Examine the various job categories, and then read the job description for positions that are being offered. Get as much information as you possibly can about the various job sites. Some job sites specialize in one kind of employee, and some specialize in another. Some are local, and some are national. When you list on a job site, your resume and your information become instantly available to potential employers nationwide. There are many opportunities for you to post a brief description of your abilities and the job you are looking for at no charge. Some sites will charge you a placement fee, but these are usually worth it because they're much more aggressive in tracking potential employers to the site. Remember, you always get what you pay for in life. There are also job career fairs held in every community every year. These are advertised in the newspaper and on the radio. You should visit these job fairs and talk to the various employers exhibiting there. Find out what they are looking for today and what they will be looking for in the future. Even if you are currently employed, keep sowing seeds everywhere you go so that you can create a rich harvest of employment in the future. The more seeds you sow, the more likely you are to get the job you really want. 3. Look for the names of decision makers. Look for the names of key people in various companies and departments of companies. Especially look for the names of those who have been recently promoted. People who have been recently promoted often make immediate staff changes and create job opportunities for people who call. Look for active, growing organizations that are announcing a new expansion or increased profitability. These companies are always looking for more good people. They offer lots of opportunities and they pay well. Look for new product releases and the introductions of new services. Wherever a company is expanding its products or services, there are job opportunities to sell the product, distribute the product, service the product, install the product, and handle the administration and details associated with the product. Whenever you see a company that is expanding and an executive who's been promoted, phone the company immediately and tell the person you talk to that you are looking for a job in that industry and that this company is of interest to you. Ask the receptionist for the name of the person you should speak to. Arrange to go in and see the person and interview for a job. It is absolutely amazing how many great job opportunities you can uncover by simply taking action on the news and information all around you about the business and industry that you want to work in. And 4, sell yourself professionally. The job interview is really a sales call. You are in sales when you are looking for a job. You're going out to sell yourself to someone else. The type of job you get and the type of salary you command will be a measure of how well you have sold yourself at this critical point in your career. Many people don't like the idea of selling. They don't like to see themselves as salespeople. Unfortunately, this is the type of attitude that leads to underachievement in life. The fact is that everyone who wants to sell his or her ideas or services to others is a salesperson. The only question is whether or not you are any good at it. You just listened to the post titled Finding Work, 4 Ways to Get a Job by Brian Tracy of briantracy.com. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. And one of the things I really love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/startup. So just go to indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. And thanks to Brian, who is one of our regular authors here, and he's consulted for over 1,000 companies, including several billion-dollar-plus corporations, in strategic planning and organizational development. He's also a sought-after keynote speaker and seminar leader with a special focus on personal and professional development. His talks and seminars have reached more than 5 million people worldwide now, and Brian's also written many books and audio and video learning programs to reach as many people as he can to help them reach their goals. So come by his site, briantracy.com, to learn a lot more, including checking out a copy of his free 14-step goal setting guide, which is really helpful. Again, that's briantracy.com, and I have it linked in this episode's description. But that should do it for today on our newly renamed, but still very familiar, Optimal Work Daily. Thanks so much for being a subscriber and sharing it with others, and I will see you back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.